brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's caught it, Giroud!
They're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
What's up? What's up? What is happening?
Yo!
Hey!
What's up? Wow. Like you said, no, I'm gonna handle this intro, watch.
Yeah.
And then, that's your intro?
No. You smashed it. Just didn't know what to do.
Reroll.
Okay, right.
Give you another chance.
Alright. Okay. VAR check.
It was an offside, so now he has to redo that whole thing again.
It's another penalty shootout. Let's go.
I was 2 centimeters off the line.
Okay, here we go. Welcome. You must jump in now. Like I always say, yeah.
I jumped in at the last time. I said, yo, and then you said, I smashed it. Now I need to jump in. What do you want, man?
I want you to be involved, okay?
Okay.
Let's
one last time.
Let's go. Welcome. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Welcome.
To another.
Exciting.
Very exciting.
VAR.
Show. Nice.
I'll carry on.
I think we did well.
No, that's not the end.
Oh. Okay, do I?
Yeah.
Oh, welcome to another exciting episode of the VAR show.
Yeah.
With your hosts.
Uh-huh.
Starting with the man.
Uh-huh.
The Copa America winning machine.
Yep.
Huh? It went... No, never mind. Let me save that one for the...
I'm going to end up punching him at the end of the show. I will punch him.
All right. I am the Copa America winning. You know why? Because I hit Brazil with a brick.
Oh. Why would you do that? That sounds violent.
And my brick hit was slick.
That really just sounds violent.
It was a trick.
Oh.
Did you see Di Maria? Did you see the flick?
Oh.
Oh, yes. It is your boy, the man, the myth, DJ Sticks.
Yeah.
And with him is...
The Ballon d'Or winner of TBA. Most goals... In TBA. The actual football player in TBA.
Oh.
The one. Oh. The only. Oh. DJ. Stones.
Oh, there's no Your Highness, Professor, Doctor. Oh, it's just DJ Stones.
No. I've already won a Ballon d'Or.
Oh, that's enough.
Yes.
That's enough.
Ballon d'Or and Golden Boot.
Mm.
You know,
mixed together.
What more do I need?
Hmm? You know what? You don't need anything.
I don't need anything.
But the listeners need something.
Do you know what they need?
What?
This hot jam.
Yeah! Nailed it! Listen to this hot jam.
Listen.
Y'all don't know how it is, y'all don't know how it is. Like, I ain't met to my dreams, I ain't met to my dreams, yeah. But best you ain't know me before, no say I know they too worry for myself, oh. Best you ain't know me before, no say na baba they provide with faith, but they control on me, oh, she made you. Me and she made you. With faith that they control on me, oh, she made you. Me and she made you. So brother, make you hold on, hold on. Make you know the loose guy. Make you just trust God. Say my God go come through. My brother, life he sees you. Yeah, yeah. I said life he sees you. If you just trust in God, yeah, yeah. Life he sees you. Yeah, yeah. I said life he sees you. If you just trust in God, yeah, yeah.
Are you there? but you just see ya come on see me walk away.
You want someone in life for you, pay a price for you. Not only late in life for you, he will fight for you. It's not what you do, but it's how he can move through you. It's not what you do, but it's how he can live through you. Life is easy, you know we joke it's easy. There's only one King Kong that can come and kick you the keys. Tasting, you just see how it's supposed to be. You know a joke is easy. Open your eyes and see.
Hey, my brother, life is easy. Yeah, yeah. I said life is easy. If you just trust in God, yeah, yeah. Life is easy. Yeah, yeah. I said life is easy. If you just trust in God, yeah, yeah.
Are you there? Do what you need, just yeah, yeah. Come on, my city, walk away. Are you my dear? Do what you need, do what you need, just come on, come on, my city, walk away.
And we are back.
Yeah. I like you leading the show, eh? That's quite cool, eh? Like I don't have to do much.
Shut up, this is what
you do most shows.
No.
Oh man, this is so nice.
Yeah.
Okay, carry on.
You just carry on sitting on your seat.
I'm on my seat.
As we bring the heat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah. Yeah, this is where you come in.
Okay. Transfer news.
Oh yes,
there's been a lot happening in the world of transfer this past week.
Too much.
Our man Fabrizio Romano has been
a co-working
hard. You know, our co-worker.
Our colleague.
He's been working real hard, real hard.
Yeah.
And yeah, where do we start? So news broke out earlier on this week. Lionel Messi is willing to take a 50% pay cut as Sky Sports reports. Wow, that line just finished. Sky Sports reports.
Yeah.
So Messi 50% pay cut. Okay, now originally I wanted the show to be about this, but there's no need to put salt on an unnecessary wound. So you understand what's happening at Barcelona right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are in huge financial issues, right? So La Liga came out and said, hey, okay, I understand you guys have bought these players for free. That's cool.
Yeah.
But y'all have to release players. You know, you have to make sure that you have to take out 200 million from your wage bill before you can register any of these players. And now because Lionel Messi's contract expired, bringing him into the club is the equivalent of signing a free transfer. Meaning that...
No way.
Even though they give him this contract, they still have to remove 200... I think it's 150 or 200 a million from their wage bill.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of money.
What?
You know, and players that they're looking to let go are players like Umtiti, Griezmann. I know Coutinho was also on the list. But now here's the issue, you know? Here's the big issue around that, and I think we should have made this its own show. Probably next week we'll go in depth with this.
Yeah.
But here's the big issue with that, you know. You can't sell a player like Coutinho right now because he's injured. You know, it would be really hard to sell. It's really hard to sell injured players.
Yeah, you wouldn't sell him for his worth.
You know, and also a player like, what's his name? Griezmann, his wage bill is a lot. You know?
Yeah.
And now you're trying to sell these players and there's no market for them. You know, the only person who looked like they were willing to get Griezmann was Man City. Yeah. But now, obviously, now there's also the speculation of Man City wanting Harry Kane.
Hmm.
So, you know, it's... Who would you rather go for? Griezmann or Harry Kane?
Kane.
I'd definitely go for Kane.
Kane.
You know?
Yeah, no question.
And, you know, they're more likely to get a Haaland or a Kane than they would want to get a Griezmann. You know, if they get Griezmann, it's probably third choice.
Yeah.
Awful. You know, it's we want Haaland, we want Kane. Okay, we'll just go for Griezmann.
Mm. Mm.
You know? And that's, I guess, that's the big issue here. And, now that Copa America is done, which we'll get to later, Euros is done, which we'll also get through later. It's now about seeing, okay, now what are the clubs going to do? You know, is La Liga going to take a knee? Because, you know, it's Messi. Mm. Are they going to take a knee and be lenient with Barcelona in this case? You know, that's the number one question here.
And about 200 is a lot of money. It's a lot. That means it can't be one player.
No, it's not going to be one player. I think they have to release about 4, 5, 6 players.
And they've
already started.
That's,
you know,
big players.
They got what's his name, Tarancao,
yeah,
loaned to Wolves. So
yeah,
they got him off the wage bill.
Just like that.
So there's going to be a mixture of loaning, and they also got Junior Firpo into Leeds, which we spoke about last week.
Yeah.
That's another person off the wage bill. And, you know, like the Junior Firpo one, like, if you did not know what was happening in Barcelona, you'd, like, that kind of doesn't make sense, you know?
Doesn't make
He's
sense.
A good backup.
He was, like, the only backup for Jordi Alba.
Now, you're looking like, why would you sell? But they need to get players off the wage bill.
And now, what does that do to, like, things like team chemistry and team bonding and stuff like that? Which means when the season starts, then Koeman has to now come up with the whole new plan for the team that he has left. Because we're not sure who is going to keep.
Yeah, look, as for the team that stays, as long as they don't get rid of specific key players,
yeah,
you know, you should be fine. But now the problem here, like I say, the players that they're wanting to release might not be the players they're going to release.
Okay.
You know, the players that they're going to release might be your Frankie de Jong.
What?
I forgot the keeper's name now.
Ter Stegen.
Because those are players people will be willing to buy.
Oh, Frankie de Jong.
You put Frankie de Jong on the market, who wouldn't want him?
It's gone. Just gone.
You put Ter Stegen on that market, who wouldn't want him?
PSG would want him.
PSG wouldn't want him. I feel like if PSG get him, like, you'll have the first keeper issue ever. Like, outside of Man United, you know, you'd have the next big keeper issue. You know what I mean? Like, already now, I can see a keeper issue. And we'll get to that piece of news now for people wondering, you know.
Ah, there's a big keeper issue.
You know, like, what do you mean? So that's the huge issue there in Barcelona right now, you know. But let's see what happens in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, as things go, they're going to probably try again, because I know they went to La Liga to say, yo, can you give us some time?
Hey, man.
You know, because, again, the whole big problem with this thing was the pandemic, and
yeah,
you know, they made a lot of money from tourism and ticket sales and stuff, and now because that's all gone, they are now in violation of FFA, you know.
Yeah, because they don't have enough to cover the wage bill.
Yes. Oh, okay. So it's, I think, about 25% of specific income that comes into your club, commercial income that comes into your club.
25%.
Yes, that you can spend on your... And I understand that, you know, I was in a discussion with someone on that. This is why I say this should have been its own show.
Mm.
I'm the end of it. This, I was in a discussion with someone about that. And they were like, you know, no, La Liga's being unnecessary and stuff. But I was like, look, you know, when you look at a bigger club, you probably think they're being unnecessary. But I told him, you know, a club, a league that's not really strict with this rule is England.
Mm.
And if you look at the amount of English clubs that have just gone under because of bad management, because they just wanted to get players in, so they misspent in the transfer market.
Yeah.
You know? And I actually respect, if La Liga, like, stands their ground, even if there's a huge chance they could lose Messi, you know, if they stand their ground in this and they make Barcelona sell players, you know, so that if they can make enough for their wage bill, I'll have huge respect for them.
Yeah.
Because this, it number one, now, as a bigger club, yes, your commercial income will be more, but you stick to the same rules as everybody else. Because what that helps with is you telling another club, hey, if you want to spend the type of money Barcelona is spending,
it's fine.
It's fine. Mm-hmm. But make sure your commercial income goes up.
Otherwise,
make more money. That's what you're telling them. You're not telling them, I'll get better owners. You know, no, you do need better owners to make better. If your owners are not doing enough to get you the income, probably, you know, vote new owners in and see what they do. But yeah, you get my point there. You know, and I really respect that. On the whole thing of PSG, they just got a beast.
Yeah, a immortal
They beast. Just got a freaking beast there.
He is not human.
The other Gigi. You know, you have Gigi Buffon.
Yeah.
Now you have Gigi Donnarumma.
Donnarumma.
And like I said before, you know a player's good when I can get their name and surname off.
Killed him time. First time.
You know.
Man. But he is the man mountain.
The man mountain himself.
Mm-hmm.
Italy's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Best young player. I was not really happy with that. I'll get to that later, though.
Yeah,
Best young player of the tournament. Yes, he was incredible, you know. I was watching the game, and there was an incredible stat that came out saying that since he's been playing for Italy, no one has been able to score 2 goals against him in normal time.
You lie.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
What?
No one.
Ever?
No one. And I was like, oh, that explains why Italy has not lost in their past 30-something games. They went through this entire tournament unbeaten.
What? Wow.
They were undefeated this entire tournament.
Who do they think they are? What?
Yeah.
Arturi.
Okay, maybe I understand. Okay, no, I still don't understand why he won best player, though. Yeah, best young player. But yes, Gianluigi Donnarumma will be going to Paris Saint-Germain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's interesting because they currently have Neves, who's been quite good for them.
You Outstanding.
Know, he's been amazing for them.
Yeah.
And I understand right now they're currently building a team to win UEFA. I don't even think their main focus is their league. You know,
no, it's definitely not.
It's definitely not their league. I think their main focus is always going to be UEFA. You know, and as a side, they're probably going to win the league, you know, as a side thing.
In the French Cup, yeah.
Yeah.
Just win it all.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, it's a side treble.
And you're looking at what they're building, you know, a keeper that of Donnarumma's caliber is crazy.
Yeah.
Very crazy.
That can't be your second option.
And, you know, you're looking at the other players that they've gotten so far, you know.
They're going to have problems.
They're going to have huge problems.
Uh-huh.
They're going to
Pochettino has never had to deal with so much talent.
And I guess now the real thing comes out because, you know, you looked at Pochettino in Spurs. The big problem people were saying is like, no, they're not giving him transfers. And I agreed. I was one of those people, you know.
Me too.
Because I looked at what he did with that Spurs side and I was like, flip.
You give this guy players.
You give this guy players. Oh. Wow.
And now...
Now they're giving him players, you know. Let's see if he's going to win it with the players they're giving him. That's always the big thing here.
Mm. That's like you being a child and you're asking your parents for one sweet. Then they give you the entire jar.
Yeah.
Take it all.
Take it all. You can have it.
Yeah, then you get sick. So is he going to get sick? Will he crumble?
But it's going to be an interesting season, but that's a conversation for another day. Yo,
I feel like today we're having topics that we can make.
Another show. Or
another show.
Other show. Another piece of transfer news. Tottenham Hotspur is interested in Jules Koundé.
Ooh.
Obviously now with United, I'm going to use this to get on to the next transfer. Obviously with United being interested in Varane, it looks like we're no more interested in Koundé. And that is getting as close as ever.
Mm.
As close as ever.
Mm.
In the next 2 weeks. You know, the last show we did, I said that week, Sancho.
Yeah.
And then that week, Sancho came.
Mm-hmm.
I said, like, no, but before there was going to be big news about Sancho. And that came. And this week, within the next 2 weeks, we're either going to find out whether Varane is going to sign, or if the deal is going to totally break.
Mm.
You know, because he wants a thing of, by the time he comes back for preseason training, he wants to know what's happening with his future.
In Madrid?
Yes, in Madrid. But he also wants to leave Madrid. So I'm like 90% sure he's going to come to United within the next 2 weeks. But there's the 10% of, you know, we're going to get a Sergio Ramos in 2015 where he was this close from signing and then he just signed a contract extension with Madrid. Mm. But I'm 90% sure he wants a new challenge. He's spoken to the club. And in fact, we're actually in advanced talks with him, meaning we've spoken to him before. Mm. We went to the club. Now the club has given us permissions to officially speak to him about his demands and stuff.
What?
So it's looking good.
So are you saying in the next 2 weeks, 90% chance Varane is a Man United player?
Yeah, I think there's a 90% chance.
Okay. Someone record this. This is a Fabrizio moment.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Please don't sue us for that.
please.
Yeah, and on other news, Rui Patricio has signed for AS Roma. Now, let's jump into the main topic. The first one, because it's not going to be that long, because there's not much to talk about. Messi has finally won an international trophy. Now, the Euros.
Oh, no, you don't.
I'm joking. Copa America has happened. The finals between Brazil and... almost said Italy. Italy's in my mind. Brazil and Argentina. It was a great game. Yeah. Di Maria coming out as the hero. Messi getting all the glory.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Come on. give to Messi what belongs to Messi.
You know, I saw a meme. And basically, it's like this guy wakes up in hospital. And there's like a girl next to him. And he's like, am I in heaven? She's like, no, why? Then why am I seeing an angel? And then the girl is blushing, and then they show behind her, angle to Di Maria's behind her. With the heart. Angel Di Maria. Yes, I was finished. I was like, wow.
That's one for the football fanatics. Only we will understand.
Only we will understand. Like, what Di Maria is it?
Ladies have no clue.
Yeah.
Who's that guy there? It's a blue shirt.
Yeah, so it was a great game. I won't lie. I'm not going to act like the best talk about football presenter right now. Like, I watched all of them at the same time. I did not watch Copa America.
Yeah.
I barely watched it. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Euros was happening at the same time. Priorities, you know where it would be.
Now, but also the playing times.
Yeah, also here in South Africa, the playing times were bad for us.
Insane. You know,
a lot of them were like 2 a.m.
Come on now.
As I love football, if it was Euros, I was very likely going to stay up. Yeah. I was going to sleep early and wake up by like 1 a.m., 1:30.
Make a plan.
But it's Copa America, you know. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not really a huge fan of South American football.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it's bad. I'm just not a fan.
Yeah.
So if there's something else to watch, I'm going to rather watch your...
I know UEFA is just on another level.
Yeah.
When it comes to the competition, yeah. Even the countries themselves, I mean, if Hungary went there, Hungary would probably destroy half the continent.
If Switzerland went there. Switzerland was invited there.
We're not even joking.
We're not joking. The finals would have been Brazil versus Switzerland.
I promise you.
Reason being is the semi-finals would have been Argentina and Switzerland, which would have gone to penalties.
Mm-hmm.
And France can tell, you know, Argentina what happens when you go to penalties with Switzerland.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, go ask.
Unless you're Spain.
Go ask them.
You're probably going to lose those penalties.
Yeah, but no, the final was good. I was very happy. It's always good to see the GOATs win.
Mm.
Just like in 2016, yeah, when CR7 won.
It was, I think 2019 or 2020 when he won again another international trophy. You know,
the league.
The Nations the league. You know?
Come on, if South America had a league, Messi would
Brazil would probably be winning that thing back.
Come on.
I'm not going to lie. They would win that thing back to
you
back.
You lie.
Back to back.
Yes. Messi
look,
taking the
this
World
is
Cup.
Why I'm saying it, man. I don't even think. I'm not even putting Argentina in the hat for the World Cup for this. This was Argentina's golden age. The players were beautiful. Like, I think we even spoke about this because I was telling you, hey, don't put. I wasn't saying Argentina's going to lose. But I was saying, don't count Brazil out. Then when you showed me the lineup, what did I say?
You're like, ah, it's good.
This is a very good lineup. This is a lineup that actually might win.
Mm.
This is their best lineup in a while.
Long while.
In a long while. You could actually take Messi out of this team, and that team could compete very well. Might not have won,
mm-hmm.
but they would have competed very, very well.
Yeah. I know. I like how the players stepped up this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. People were just swinging. Martinez. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Now, when you go into the World Cup, a team I'm throwing my hat in, and this is going to be a nice subway to our next topic,
mm-hmm.
would be England.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to explain when I go through our topic, and then we'll connect to why I'm saying England, you know. Going through the Euros was amazing.
Oh.
Euros was amazing. I think this was the best Euros.
I was just about to say that.
Oh, my word.
I was just about to say that.
It had football.
Are you kidding?
In a painting.
What?
That was football right there.
You, my word, you had key. And this time, I believe this Euro that we witnessed was one of the best in terms of managers as well.
Yeah.
People like Mancini were there.
Dude.
Henrique, are you kidding me?
Belgium freaking had Thierry Henry as as the assistant coach.
Oh, my word.
No, but like overall, dude, it like you had two perfect moments that encapsulated football, you know, two photos. The first one was Mbappe after he missed the penalty, and you see the French supporters.
Yeah.
Not the French, the Swiss, Switzerland players.
Yeah, yeah.
Running, and then you just see him like he's shocked, like I just missed.
Uh-huh.
And the second one was sadly the soccer one. Way after he missed and he's walking back and you're seeing all the Italian players running. And somebody posted this on Twitter and he says, this is soccer.
Yeah.
In one photo, it explained the entire sport, why people actually follow the sport. It is so, it's such a heartfelt sport, you know?
Yeah. My.
And it's also why I kind of hate penalties.
Yeah. Ooh, they're the worst. They're the worst.
It's a roller coaster.
Man.
You are literally playing with, there's a skill, there's a lot of skill that's involved in penalty, but there's a lot of chance as well.
One key moment for me, right? Mm-hmm. And this goes with your thing of a roller coaster, was when Jorginho was stepping up.
Oh!
Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh my word. So the context is England is behind. If he scores,
it's over.
They win. And let me tell you about Jorginho.
Yeah. Everyone in England knows Jorginho.
He is the worst person that you want to go up against.
In a penalty shootout.
Come on.
Did you see what they did? Who are they playing? I forgot their semifinals.
It was Spain.
Did you see how he ended it with Spain?
Oh my word. He
he literally slided into the finals, you know, with a nice hop. And then, like, by the time he shot, the keeper was even defeated. Like, what? So what the hell?
Disrespect, man.
He hopped Italy into the finals.
Oh, and then as he's walking, I'm thinking, flip.
It's over.
If he scores this, Chelsea fans are going to hate this guy.
I freaking remembered. I was like, on the edge of my seat. I was holding my head. I'm like, flipping hell.
He can't. Pickford. Not him.
I'm
not
like,
him.
Oh, my word. Like, why is he the last guy? I was scared to look. Finish. I'm going to, like, interrupt as you go.
And then flipping. And then Pickford, okay, the commentator's like, Pickford has to stand his ground. He cannot move.
Yep.
And then Pickford saves the penalty.
And I remember myself jumping. Now,
he saved.
To give people a bit more context here, this is in South Africa, it's like 2:12 right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I roared. Pickford! Get in, boy!
In a quiet neighborhood.
In a quiet neighborhood, I'm shouting. I'm shouting. Like, at that moment, I did not care. I was like, come in, boy. Pickford.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then seconds after, the stadium is roaring. English fans are happy. Jorginho is looking down. And then seconds later, Saka kicks. And then it's over.
Now, I want to put a pin on that, you know, because there's been a lot of hate towards Saka.
Yeah,
Rashford, Sancho.
No.
And even Mbappe as well. And, you know, I tell people, it's not easy.
It's not.
Penalties are not easy, you know?
Yeah.
Penalties are a lot of there's a lot of pressure in it.
And flip, it's a mental game as
it's
well.
It's a huge
mental game. Oh my word.
You know?
Flip it. Oh, and the stakes. Like, come on. This thing is in Wembley.
And, you know, it's the finals. And
the fans just came back.
Yep. And it's a thing of, it's not like in normal play whereby you can miss a penalty.
And you carry on.
And you carry on.
Yeah.
You know, that's not what is in a player's mind.
No.
You know, it's easier for a player to take a penalty then than it is at the end. And to add on to it, it's another thing is one single mistake, just a bit more power can ruin a shot.
Yeah.
Too little power can ruin a shot. You know? I think the perfect people who would be able to understand the pressure of a penalty shootout would be a golf player.
Yeah.
Because they need to always hit the golf ball perfect with enough power and swing.
At the right place.
At the right place.
Yeah.
You know, and you look at Rashford's one, and you know, Rashford went on to Twitter saying he's taken penalties before. It's never been a problem with him. You know, and I looked at his penalty, and he just added too much spin to the ball.
That penalty was brilliant.
It was perfect.
Donnarumma was gone.
And that's the thing with the penalty. The mistakes you can make are minor mistakes.
I promise you. The foot is just 1 centimeter to the right.
And one thing you do is you commend the guys for stepping up in the first place.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
You already know from when they say you're going to take the penalty, you already know the pressure.
Oh, and the walk up.
And the walk up is
come on
so much. And I actually am against all the sports illustrators, all the people out there that have been giving Southgate slack.
Mm-mm.
That have been giving, and now I understand it's football. Criticism is there. It's important. We do it on the show.
Yeah, we do.
You know, but like these are young players.
Yeah, very young.
You know, Bukayo Saka.
Yeah.
Is only 19. You know, he now was given a huge responsibility by the coach. He just missed. Now he's going on TV. He's watching TV. And he's seeing how it's Southgate's fault. And now he's thinking, flip, not only have I missed, now look what I've gotten this guy into after he trusted me.
Yeah.
You know?
Astiano.
I feel like, and it annoys me.
Imagine.
Like, I'd understand if this was from Italians and, like, in the Italian media, you have freaking Roy Keane, who's in Sky Sports. And instead of, you know, congratulating these players for making this far, because they've done better than any of the previous English side since the side that won the World Cup.
Yeah.
I think the one person said it's been 50 years since England has made it to a finals.
And this was probably the hardest Euros.
This was the hardest
you are
Euros.
Ever going to. They met Germany.
Like, you know?
What?
And I think after the game, for the next week, it should have been well done.
Yeah.
And I understand you don't gun for second place. I understand that. But it's not the time yet.
They're going to take it someday.
Because what's happened now is that, and now this is going to what I said in the beginning, why I say England is my candidate for the World Cup.
World Cup.
They've now experienced heartache. This is a young team.
Mm-hmm.
This team has not performed at this caliber before together.
Yeah.
The closest they have ever played like this was a World Cup, the 2018 World Cup. But it wasn't even the exact team that's playing now.
Most of them.
Most of them at that time were playing in the under 20s.
There were still Vardy and them involved.
And you're looking at this team, they've never, even on a club level, a lot of these players have never experienced heartbreak like this.
Saka.
You know, Saka has never, I think Rashford has experienced it.
Yeah, Rashford has.
You know, and being so close to something, and even Rashford hasn't felt this, being so close to something and being the reason why you're not getting it.
Mm.
You know? And with this, you know, you gain a sense of maturity.
Yeah.
People wonder why Ronaldo and Messi can take penalties like it's going out of fashion, no matter the situation.
Because Messi has missed an important...
He's missed important goals.
Final
He's penalty. Been the reason why Argentina hasn't won a World Cup before.
Many times.
You know, Portugal, same thing with Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Ronaldo has missed... He's missed free kicks. He's missed proper open pole goals. He's missed... penalty shootouts that would have gotten his team a victory.
Mm.
And it builds a soccer player mentally. It builds good soccer players mentally. Obviously, they're going to have the support of fans. They're going to have support of players. And good coaches are going to be there for their players.
Yeah.
And it's going to grow them into a player. Like, I even say this after the Europa League. Man United is going to come out of this different.
Stronger.
They're going to come out of this stronger.
Yeah. Yeah, no, one thing for sure, it's only up from here.
It's only up from here.
Yeah.
And that's why I look at them and I'm like, no, they are my favorites for the next World Cup.
Yeah.
And another thing I just want to say about the England team right now, and we're going to speak about Italy. I know we're going to speak about Italy before we end. But just one last thing about the England team, you know, I love this England team. You know, a lot of rich soccer players can become bad boys and whatnot, and I love how to earth this team is.
The love for football
is there. Like, I watched one video and I was finished. I didn't cry. I was like, wow. And after the game, Grealish went up the stands. He saw a young boy and he gave him his soccer boots and took a picture with him. And actually sat there and spoke to the child.
That right there.
It wasn't like an autograph sign. He went there, gave him his boots, spoke to the child, took a picture.
Wasn't for the public, really.
Yeah, it wasn't for the public. It wasn't actually a camera. It was someone's camera on the crowd who posted it. And what I loved about this is these boys that are playing were the kids who were watching England play, who got inspired
by others.
The ball
boys.
They were the ball boys.
I mean, Foden was a ball boy.
You know, they were the people who got inspired by people. They were the people who were living in areas like how Rashford grew up.
Mm.
You know, and they got inspired. And now that they are there, they are trying to inspire.
Yeah.
And I love that. That is what football should be.
That is football.
But before we end, and I feel like we're going to get into so much trouble for going over. you know, with Italy as well, I love that squad.
Yeah.
They showed a sense of family. They showed a sense of unity throughout the tournament.
Yeah, throughout.
You know, they came there having a bad reputation in
very bad.
You know, not making it to the World Cup.
Yeah, come on.
And there was also pressure on them because there was huge expectations. Like, hey, y'all didn't make it to the World Cup.
You better do something.
Expecting at least quarterfinals.
You better do something.
You better do something, you know. Mm. And whether they deserved to win that finals or not, that will be depending on different people.
Yeah.
You know, yes, there was that supposed red card that Chiellini should have gotten for pulling Saka back, and he got a yellow card instead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people will argue about that. People will argue about different points in the game.
Yeah.
You know, there was that penalty that should have been given to Sterling, in all fairness. You know, that wasn't.
Yeah.
And but they were a great side, and they brought in some nice young talent. You know, Jorginho was a brilliant defensive midfielder for them. Chiesa.
Oh, my word.
Chiesa.
Oh, we need to rant about that guy.
Chiesa.
Federico.
Chiesa.
Oh.
There's a reason why Chelsea wants him for 100 mil and Juventus is saying, you know, but I've been ranting about him. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I've been remember that the Juventus, every time you play for Juventus, I'm like, there's that young kid in Juventus who's playing very well with Ronaldo. If y'all think I'm lying,
go
listen to our old shows. You would see I've always ranted about Chiesa.
And now we see.
It's like Haaland.
Yeah.
I feel like I should be a scout. I feel like I can see young talent.
Right there. Done. Dusted.
Done and dusted. I was ranting about Haaland before he was worth 150 million.
Long before.
When I saw his game in the under-20s World Cup and he scored, I think, like, what is 6-7 goals in the match. I was like, flip Haaland. But let's not sidetrack. Big ups to Italy. Big ups to Mancini. Big ups to all the players who played, gave it their all, gave it their heart. They fought. And at the end of the day, as an England supporter, I can't believe I'm going to say this. They're going to probably find where I live and attack me. But it's going to Rome. You know? I can't believe that's what Bonucci went to the camera and said,
yeah.
It's going to Rome!
It's coming to Rome!
It's coming to Rome! I was like, I want to punch you in the face, man. Don't do that at the camera. I'll be hurt.
And they said it like multiple times.
Yeah. And you know, like, because it's football. How many days? It's like 40-something hours since the last game or since that finals.
Mm.
And you're not even 40. Like, it's been like almost a week now.
Yeah.
And I'm still in pain, man. Flip. Can't wait for August when the Premier League comes back.
Ah, the league we love. The league we cherish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you want some football action on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Kaiser Chiefs, CAF Finals. I'm actually watching that game.
I know. I'm also watching.
And definitely. All Chiefs supporters that weekend.
Yeah. All of us. The whole nation. The whole nation. Country. The whole world.
We are all Chiefs supporters.
Yes.
But from me, I hope you enjoyed the show. From me, the Ballon d'Or winner of the TVA. The Ballon d'Or winner of the VAR. The one, the only, DJ Stones. And with me here?
I'll take the young player of the year. The man. DJ Sticks, we have come. We have delivered the heat.
From us to you. Signing out.
Peace. Goodbye.
Enjoying the Active FM shows? Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
Let the bass kick in, cause we're ready to go. And no, we can't stop now, it's deep inside of our bones. Consuming me like a magnetic pole. It's supernatural, so supernatural, yeah, yeah.
We came to blow it up, bring some speakers and some subs. If you down and ask what's up, you know we can't get enough. What we have, it can't be bought. What we do, it can't be taught. Put in our blood from up above, yeah, we live for the drop. If you down and ask what's up, you know we can't get enough. What we have, it can't be bought. What we do, it can't be taught. Put in our blood from up above. Yeah, we live for the drop. We'll be right back.